AJB's podcast, 11 July 2013. They got it wrong. It's often amusing to look back at famous figures from the past, and sometimes the not too distant past, who have made what we now see as ridiculous claims about the future, their future, our past or present, but which have turned out to be badly wrong. There are plenty of lists of these on the internet, so I thought I might look at a few of them and figure out where they went wrong and how this might affect some of the predictions of the future we might make today. I classified the errors into several categories, so without further preamble, let's get started. Quote 1. X-rays will prove to be a hoax, Lord Kelvin, 1883. Quote 2. I would sooner believe that two Yankee professors lied than that stones fell from the sky, Thomas Jefferson in the 1790s after hearing reports of meteorites. Quote 3. Heavier-than-air flying machines are impossible, Lord Kelvin, again, British mathematician, physicist, and president of the Royal Society, 1895. Quote 4. Man will not fly for 50 years, Wilbur Wright, American aviation pioneer, to brother Orville after a disappointing flight experiment in 1901. Their first successful flight was in 1903. So what went wrong here? I think these people suffered from a case of excessive scepticism. As you might know from my blog, I class myself as a sceptic, and it is good to exercise a certain amount of healthy doubt when it comes to many of the claims that people make, but obviously it can go too far. That's one type of error. What other types of mistakes have people made in the past? Quote 5. By 1985, machines will be capable of doing any work a man can do. Herbert A. Simon of Carnegie Mellon University, considered to be a founder of the field of artificial intelligence, speaking in 1965. Quote 6. Before man reaches the moon, your mail will be delivered within hours from New York to Australia by guided missiles. We stand on the threshold of rocket mail. Arthur Summerfield, 1959, U.S. Postmaster. Quote 7. Nuclear-powered vacuum cleaners will probably be reality in 10 years. Alex Lewitt, 1955, president of a Lewitt Corp vacuum company. These are a bit like the opposite of the first examples. These people aren't sceptical enough and have excessive confidence in a particular new technology. If you look at the bigger picture, it is possible to predict an overall rate of progress, but it's much harder to say where that progress will be fastest. Consider two technologies such as flying cars and computers. Both have been predicted to progress greatly, but only one has. I don't know if anyone would have predicted the internet, iPhones and cheap but powerful computers 50 years ago, but many people thought we'd have flying cars. So where are they? And technologies go through cycles of popularity too. For example, at one point nuclear power was seen as the solution to all the world's problems. So why would it not be used to power your vacuum cleaner? If you were president of a company which produced that particular item, you would naturally want to get involved with the new technology. Just imagine how much suction power that baby would have. Now for the most common type of error. Quote 8. But what is it good for? IBM executive Robert Lloyd speaking in 1968 about the microprocessor, the heart of today's computers. Quote 9. Radio has no future. Lord Kelvin. Yes, him again. 1897. Quote 10. Who the hell wants to hear actors talk? H.M. Warner of Warner Brothers talking about sound in movies. Quote 11. It would appear we have reached the limits of what is possible to achieve with computer technology. John von Neumann, 1949, a legendary computer scientist. Quote 12. Airplanes are interesting toys, but they have no military value. Marshal Ferdinand Foch, 1911. Quote 13. Television won't last because people will soon get tired of staring at a plywood box every night. Daryl Zanuck, movie producer, 20th Century Fox, 1946. Quote 14. There will never be a bigger plane built. A Boeing engineer after the first flight of the 247, a twin-engine plane that holds 10 people. Yes, this is the classic failure of imagination. People get locked into the present and couldn't see that multiple changes, technological, scientific and societal, would make the future unrecognisable and be different in qualitative ways as well as quantitative. I have also come across a common attitude to change where defending the current technologies, which people are already comfortable with, means they have to reject the obvious advantages of what might be reasonably expected to be achieved in the future. And notice that these people are not just prominent in their fields. They would often be thought of as the exact type of person who would be thinking of the future. I could possibly see why an executive who was primarily interested in management and profit would fail on these predictions, but plenty of scientists and engineers, who presumably are striving to create advancements, make exactly the same error. So what else goes wrong? Quote 15. We are probably nearing the limit of all we can know about astronomy. Simon Newcomb, 1888, astronomer. Quote 16. There is nothing new to be discovered in physics now. All that remains is more imprecise measurements. Lord Kelvin, for the third time, a brilliant scientist but a lousy predictor of the future, 1900. Quote 17. Everything that can be invented has been invented. Charles H. Dewar, 1899, head of the US Patent Office. I classify these as failures due to overconfidence. These people really thought that we had reached a point where all the important problems had been solved, where all the important discoveries had been made, or where everything of significance had already been invented. But let's just pick on poor old Lord Kelvin again. He was suggesting that there would be no further major scientific discoveries, but the two most important modern theories, relativity and quantum theory, were just a few years ahead. Both of these theories didn't really do anything new, they just improved classical theories. So I guess there is at least some, but not much, justification of his claim, in that future science would be about improving the accuracy of what is already known. So finally we come to my last category of errors. Quote 18. So many centuries after the creation, it is unlikely that anyone could find unknown lands of any value. Committee investigating proposal for an expedition by Christopher Columbus, 1486. Quote 19. We will bury you. Nikita Khrushchev, Soviet premier, predicting Soviet communism will win over US capitalism in 1958. If you want to get something wrong, probably the best way to achieve it is to start with a false belief or attachment to an idea. There are numerous examples of this in history, and many really competent people have been victims. These two examples above show this phenomenon. In the first, a prediction is made that Columbus wouldn't find any lands because the person believes in biblical creation. In fact, I would think that the true age of the world would make this even less likely. But clarity of thought and religious belief don't really belong together, so I guess we should not expect this to make sense. In the second, Khrushchev makes a prognostication based on attachment to a political ideology, rather than a rational analysis. In reality, even the most clear-sighted people cannot predict the future reliably. People tend to be optimistic regarding the short-term, but pessimistic regarding the long-term periods. Given this bias, here are some of my predictions for the medium-term future, about 50 to 100 years. Prediction 1. Computers. Practically everything, from light bulbs to cars, will have built-in microprocessors which exchange data on a global network, and that network will be wireless and ubiquitous. And people will merge with their digital devices and be able to interact through thought alone. Instant communications with any other person or information source will be possible. Prediction 2. Energy. All forms of energy will be practically infinite and free. Electricity will power almost everything, and nothing like fossil fuels will be in use, except in really rare and specialised cases. Prediction 3. Medicine and biology. Ageing and most disease will be preventable, and people will only die from extremely severe diseases and accidents, and by choice. It will be possible to easily engineer completely new artificial species for particular purposes. Prediction 4. Politics and society. Our current economic and political systems will be replaced by new ones, based on the information automation age rather than the industrial age as we are at present, which don't require long work hours, and most people will only work by choice. Machines will replace humans in all physical work and in most intellectual work as well. And prediction 5, the ultimate prediction. However crazy any of what I have said above sounds, there will be something totally unexpected which makes all my predictions look rather tame.